Hello. Thanks for sticking with us this afternoon.
I'm Alex Garcia from the University of Texas at Austin, and I'm going to get us started talking about the Community Guide to Preventive Services. And how many of you have heard of the Community Guide? Yay, we are among friends. Okay, well, this makes sense. Let me first say that neither Betty or I have any financial relationships or otherwise to disclose to you. And so you're already familiar with the Community Guide. It follows great in this session because we've talked about assessment and we've talked about the needs of your communities. And this is where you go when you want to find programs to address the needs of your communities. Whether you're a practitioner, public health practitioner, an educator, or a researcher, the Community Guide is a good repository of interventions for you to choose from to help you improve the health and prevent disease in your communities, all focused on population health. Who's familiar with the sister program, the Guide to Clinical Preventive Services? One clinician here. All right, so that's the organization that comes out with the mammogram recommendations that have been a little controversial and so on. Those are wonderful recommendations from sponsored by the AHRQ. These are population-based recommendations from the task force, which is sponsored by the CDC. So I guess it's important to recognize that it's supported by the CDC, but the work really comes from the task force members themselves, who are selected by the CDC, but they are an independent, non-federal, unpaid collection of experts in a variety of fields, in statistics, in pediatrics, and obesity and chronic disease and cancer prevention, all kinds of fields. Our experts come from that come together to work on the task force, and also supporting them are liaisons from various organizations, governmental and non-governmental organizations. Betty and I represent the Quad Council of Public Health Nursing Organizations to the Community Guide, but also Indian Health Service, NIH, the Army, American Cancer Society, all kinds of organizations are contributing to the work of the Community Guide, and of course the staff members who work tirelessly as well. And we'll give you the link at the end, but the website for the Community Guide is thecommunityguide.org, so it's important to remember that. It's not .gov, it's not a government program, it's an independent program. So the Community Guide accomplishes its work from conducting some really rigorous systematic reviews. They've outlined on their website some very rigorous steps that they take to look at the mostly published, and they make decisions about it, if they're going to include unpublished reports and so on of programs in their reviews. They look at the costs. They look at which populations they work for and under what conditions, and to answer those questions, which programs and policies are effective and could they be right for your community, and how much do they cost? And I'm targeting public health nurses because those are my glasses, but I know that all public health professionals benefit from using the Community Guide because we've done the work. We've done the health assessments, the community assessments, and looked at the data, and we know that we need to target to adapt these programs for our communities, and you must know your community to be able to do that. So I'm a faculty member. I use the Community Guide a lot with my students. My master's students are engaged in program planning and program implementation. I emphasize to them that they should not reinvent the wheel every time that they are trying to implement a program in their community. The point is to take what we know, to build on what we know. This is this valuable resource that our tax dollars are paying for, to use that information. And there's still a considerable amount of work to tailor it to communities, but at least to build it on a solid base of evidence. So, again, you know the community, the culture, the organizations that are available, the resources in that community, and the constraints. So the whole idea is that the Community Guide offers packaged programs, we call them pre-canned or pre-packaged programs, policies and other strategies to help change environments and help change health behaviors. And here is how to go about it. So you always start with your purpose or your aim. Here are some examples, reducing obesity or increasing physical activity. They cover an amazing amount of topics of increasing sunscreen, decreasing drunk driving, all kinds of topics. Then you could look at the community guide strategy, and from that list of strategies, select an intervention program that would be appropriate to use to address that strategy. And here are some examples of the packaged programs. These are actually coming from the cancer topic website because they talk about RTIPs or research. Research-tested intervention programs that are published in at least one peer-reviewed journals in the last 10 years. And these are supporting cancer prevention, sunscreen, body and soul, healthy eating, and pathways to freedom. So some great programs that are developed around the country and highlighted on the Community Guide website. Here's an example of a policy. North Carolina enacted legislation to help change the format of the driver's license to make it more visible to vendors who would be carding. Wouldn't it be great if they card the buyer of cigarettes and they could see that the person was under 18 and not eligible to purchase cigarettes. So that is an example of a public policy. It's hard to see, but it's an example of a public policy. And here's a smaller policy, an organizational policy that a work site might implement to change the cafeteria and vending and break room standards based on the community guide recommendations. This is an example from Utah. So if you wanted to change the beverages, it gives you a recommendation and a rationale for that, and then some guidelines on what would be in or out for your vending machines or in your cafeteria, for instance. Here's another policy that an organization might use if it's trying to promote mammography screening among its workers. It might suggest client reminders or communication campaign strategies, or to require insurers to send out reminders, to give time off for the workers to get their mammograms, or bring the mobile van to the work site and paying for that time. So there are many advantages of the Community Guide's evidence-based strategies. If you're a researcher, I've gone to the Community Guide to look for support for the interventions that I'm proposing or steer me away from interventions that are not supported by the evidence. As I said, I've used it in teaching, and I know that a lot of my community practicing colleagues use it in planning their programs for their communities. And in a few minutes, Betty's going to talk about how it can help acquire and maintain accreditation as a public health department. I do want to show you how the Community Guide makes its recommendations. On the website, you'll see these icons for if the strategy is recommended for. That means there's enough evidence to support that it's an effective program, a strong or a recommendation or a sufficient evidence. And then sometimes it'll recommend against a program, either because it's harmful or because it's not effective. And it also will give a rating if there's insufficient evidence to recommend for or against. And you really have to use that one with caution. It just means that there aren't enough published studies yet for the Community Guide to make a recommendation or not. For instance, my research is with home-based strategies for diabetes self-management. There's insufficient evidence to recommend that for type 2 diabetes because there just aren't enough strategies. Doesn't mean it shouldn't be done and tested and published so that to build that evidence base, but it also means that if you've got limited funds in your health department, that might not be how you choose to spend your your resources. And we're going to go here first and then the website. Come on up, Betty, and talk about how the community guide can help us.
So one of the things that the community guide is very active in is trying to interface with the standards and measures for FAB accreditation. And to that end, they have actually proceeded to look at the standards. I've selected standard 10.1 from the FAB website because it's the one that talks about evidence-based practice, and so that's what we're sort of talking about. And one of the things that is clearly required, as you can see at the bottom and then at the bottom of this next one, is that documentation of how the evidence-based or promising practice was incorporated into the design of your program, your plan, whatever you're doing. So that's your requirement from the accreditation agency. And this is where the community guide can come in and save you, because there is a crosswalk on the new site. And that's, and we'll sort of get into that, but there is a link between FAB and the recommendations. And so that's coming in wonderful. This is a K vendor slide, so it must be wonderful. One of the main things, once again, it's the requirements for accreditation is that annually you must address the areas of improvement and continue to address the areas of improvement. So if there's nothing on, no recommendations today when you are going for accreditation and you have achieved your accreditation within your health department, next year there may be something. And so you can go back and document how things are going and how you're doing. So just when we thought we were getting it, and by the way, it was supposed to already have been done, but it's not live yet, and so here we are without a live demonstration. But the community guide is changing, and so if you recognize the old guide, this is the new face of it. So if you look, the new face, if you log in, it will start tailoring your login to your needs. So if you are always looking for breast cancer and ways to prevent breast cancer or to screen for or wherever you are in that level of prevention, it starts understanding where you are. Ooh, I do like this. Thank you so much. So if you got to learn how to drive it, there it is. You might like, if you have, this is a viewpoint from someone who is logged in. So if you always log in instead of just going to the site, you can see most viewed, that's for everyone, recently added, but you also have you might like, and that's going, thank you. So you can do that. The other thing is how to navigate the site. There are instructions on how to do that. And then at the very bottom, which you can't see, but you will in a minute, are the topics. And so this is the new site. They're going to run the new. There's a link to doing the new with the old. So if you go in there now, it's not. I think it's supposed to be live in a couple of weeks, but
it's still old.
It's still old as of this morning. So this is a non-logged in user. So this is what you're getting. So it's not starting to build the database of what your areas of interest are, but it's kind of fun to see what they are. So you really, unless you're particularly paranoid, I would strongly suggest that you log in on a regular basis so that it starts building the database of the areas that you would like. And I do want to go back, I'm sorry. The other thing is that, where's the page with it?
It's not.
Okay, it's gone.
We were going to blow up so you could see the topics,
So one of the things it can also sort, I did lose my As a non-logger. Okay. So it can sort by topic, by audience, by setting, by the task force finding, or filter by strategy. Then if you notice across the top, and this happens to be a page from diabetes, it identifies that there are 9 systematic reviews that the inaction stories are actually how people have used the recommendations, other communities have used the recommendations in the past, and that they are demonstrating how you might do it so that you can adapt your program based on their ideas. I love borrowing ideas. Tools, these are some maybe assessment tools, they may be intervention tools, they may be prepackaged programs, and then other resources is the last along there. This is one more example of the task force finding. There is always a very clear definition so that you know exactly what you're talking about when you get in there. And then the intervention definition is always clearly outlined. I believe this is the same thing. So this is the definition thing. So one of the other things that you can do is you can select... when you go into this whole search thing of searching by the community guide topic, you can tap into, let's go to help communication and effective ways to communicate. You can go into that, and you can also do it, you can cross it with the FAB recommendations so that it's all sort of blended in eventually. So it's a very neat and functioning. I have seen it demonstrated. It was fun. I really enjoyed it. In summary, public health nurses really should look at using the guide to community preventive services. And remember, once again, it is the community preventive services, community in there. We're talking populations, to plan and evaluate your effective community programs. When you do go into the website, you can actually sign up for specific emails so that your topic is coming in. And in addition, there is it posts when the task force is going to meet. And the task force meets 3 times a year. In February, June, and October are the traditional times. And the agenda is posted. And as of 3 weeks ago, they are now streaming the meetings. So if you had a particular area that you were interested in, a review that you were interested in, before it got published, you could actually go and look at that area.
And listen to it,
watch it. You do have to pre-register for that, and you can't participate. But you can certainly be in touch with the latest news. It is a fabulous source, and I'm afraid we don't know enough about it. So I hope you will go and explore it and use it, and we will be all evidence-based and live happily ever after. So if you have any interest in, further interest in this besides going to thecommunityguide.org, please feel free to contact us.